Mr. Rochester's face went white. For a few minutes, he did not speak. Finally, I asked, "Are you ill, sir?"
"Jane, help me,"
he said. I helped him to sit down and then sat next to him. He held my hand tightly.
"Jane, I wish you and I were far away from here, with none of these terrible troubles to make me suffer."
"How can I help you, sir? Please, tell me what is wrong."
"Jane, I promise I'll ask you if I need help, but I cannot tell you anything now. Get me a glass of wine, please."
I did what he asked. He looked less pale, but very stern. After a while, he spoke.
"Jane, if all those fine ladies and gentlemen out there came and called me terrible names, what would you do?"
he asked. "If I could, I'd make them leave the house."
"Or if they only looked at me, and then said terrible things about me when I could not hear, and then left me alone in the house."
"I wouldn't leave you. I'd stay with you and comfort you, sir."
"And if it seemed like the whole world was against me, would you still stay with me?"
"Sir, if you deserved my friendship, I wouldn't care what other people thought."
"Thank you, Jane. I would like to see Mr. Mason now."
After I found Mr. Mason and left the two men talking in the library, I went to bed, wondering about Mr. Rochester's strange, serious questions. Some time later, I heard him walking with Mr. Mason to his bedroom, and I was glad that Mr. Rochester sounded happier.